Welcome to the Wealth Studying Podcast. This is episode 71. It's January 8th, 2015. I'm your host, John Pugliano. I'm also the founder and money manager at investablewealth.com. Here at the Wealth Studying Podcast, we try and teach you 10 wealth building principles to help you not only build your net worth, but more importantly, to help you attain personal freedom. Remember, money may not buy you happiness, but it can buy you freedom, and that's entirely up to you. Some people are rich and miserable, but that's their choice. When you lead a wealth-steady lifestyle, the goal is to build wealth and then to use that in such a way that you and your family and your friends and your neighborhood and your community, so that your standard of living is all better, and so that ultimately you're living a freer life. In today's episode, I just wanted to do a quick podcast to finally get caught up on some of the topics and questions that I didn't get answered from last year. So I think after this episode, I'll be all caught up, and what I want to talk about today is anomalies. I receive a lot of questions, people that always want to know, what should they look for? How do they determine a market trend? What are the tells, or what are the indicators that the market may be flashing that will signal a change in market direction, or perhaps when it's time to get in or get out of a market? Well, if you've listened to this podcast any time at all, you know I'm a swing trader. That means I don't buy and hold. That means I buy and then I hold that position for maybe a couple weeks or a couple months. I try and buy into strength. I try and buy into momentum. And then after I've held that position for, again, a couple weeks, couple months, if my model worked out, if my strategy was sound, then I'll be able to close out my position at a profit because I was able to buy into a stock or an index or an ETF that was going up or moving in that particular trend direction that I was predicting. I talk a lot about looking at the charts and looking at indicators like 10-day moving average, 50-day moving average, 200-day moving average. Today, I'm not going to get into all those specifics. We'll talk more about that in future episodes, and if you go back previous episodes, you'll see where I have covered those topics. Today, what I want to talk about is a little more maybe esoteric, a little more nuanced, and so I'm going to talk about something that's not as mathematical as looking at something like a 50-day moving average. But what I think is critical for you to watch, even if you're not looking at the charts, is to watch for anomalies. Now, anomalies are things that are different, right? They're oddities. They're something that's non-congruent. When you see an anomaly in the marketplace, it's something that's, you know, irregular or inconsistent, something that's quirky, or it's a rare occurrence. If you think back to the Muppets on Sesame Street, they used to sing a song and do a little skit where they'd say, which one of these things is not like the other, which one of these things does not belong? Well, that's exactly what you want to look for in the market when you're looking for trends, particularly at the beginning of a trend when other people haven't noticed it. It's that anomaly that will tip you off. It's that elementary. Look for which one of these things is not like the other. Look for which one of these things does not belong. I'll give you some examples. In the recent past, we saw a lot of anomalies with the price of petroleum. Generally, and this is a rule of thumb ratio, and that's what I want to talk about in this episode today, is using things like rule of thumb ratios, things that have held up historically, and those are when you can compare ratios between two similar commodities. That would be two commodities that are correlated. For example, the price for petroleum and the price for natural gas. Roughly, a barrel of oil should be about 10 times the cost of 1 million BTUs of natural gas. Now, I won't get into the details of that in this episode, but if you go back, I don't know, a month or so ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, to my firm's website, investablewealth.com, under observations and commentary, I blogged there and wrote an article about that relationship between natural gas and oil. So you can look for the specifics there. But roughly, let's just say it's about 10 times. Well, for the last couple years, that spread, that ratio, has been hugely out of whack. Petroleum was trading for 20, 30, 40 times the price of natural gas. So that was an anomaly, and that tipped you off. You should have been asking, okay, what's out of whack here? Are petroleum prices going to come down, or are natural gas prices going to come up? Okay, well, right now we're looking back with 2020 hindsight, and we know the answer. We know in the last 6 months or so, oil prices have crushed like 50%. So that was the tell. That was the anomaly. Another example, and this has occurred over the past couple years, has been the relationship between oil and gold. Generally, it's a 15 times ratio. And that's where an ounce of gold is roughly 15 times the price of a barrel of oil. So if oil were selling at $100 a barrel, gold should be selling at $1,500 an ounce. Well, just think about that ratio. We know that for the last year or two, gold has pretty much been hovering around $1,200 an ounce, while oil was up around that anywhere from $90 to $110 a barrel. So once again, you had to ask yourself, was gold price too low? Gold was trading at $1,200, but by that ratio, it should have been at $1,500. So was gold trading too low, or was oil trading too high? Now again, looking back 2020 hindsight, we know that oil was trading too high, and consequently, that's why we've seen the meltdown in oil prices. Now these ratios are really good indicators, but we don't always know the time frame. I often like to quote the old Wall Street saying that the markets can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. So for example, that natural gas and oil ratio, that had been out of whack for, it was at least 2 years, I think probably 4 years. Well, that's a long time to wait, but it definitely was a tell. It was definitely an anomaly. The gold and oil ratio, well, that's been out of whack for at least the last 2 years or so. Incidentally, in the next day or so, if you do check over at investablewealth.com, I will be writing a new article about these gold and oil ratios, and I'm factoring in inflation. And using that logic, I'm going to build the case of why gold should be trading for well under $700 an ounce. Now, will that happen? I don't know, but I can tell you right now, I'm not holding any gold. And speaking of gold, gold has done well in the last week or so as the markets have fluctuated, as we've seen all this volatility, and you would expect that. So that's something that is congruent. That's something that you would expect to correlate, so there's no anomaly there. But I will tell you where I've seen an anomaly in relation to the rise in gold prices over these past few trading sessions, and that's the fact that gold has been going up as well as the U.S. dollar has been strengthening, and that's an anomaly. Normally, you see the dollar declining and gold going up. Well, I expect that to be a very short-term trend, and I don't think that's going to play out. Personally, again, I think we're going to see gold declining more, and then we're either going to see the U.S. dollar continue to gain strength, or perhaps at this point it is at multi-year highs. We might start seeing it taper off or maybe even roll over. Another anomaly that we've been seeing are with interest rates. Now, you've heard me talk about this before. The 10-year Treasury today is at around 2%. In the past week or so, it had gone down to about 1.95. Now, that's almost a historic low. The only time it had been lower was during the summer of 2012, just before the Federal Reserve started the third round of quantitative easing. So what's odd about these interest rates are that at a time when the Federal Reserve is supposedly going to be raising interest rates, at a time when they've stopped their quantitative easing program, instead of seeing rates go up, we're seeing them drop back down to historic lows. That's an anomaly. Now, perhaps that's just because of the deflation and the recession that we're seeing in Europe and the stagflation that we're seeing in Japan. But again, these are anomalies. These are the things you should be looking for. These are the early warning systems. They're going to point you in the direction of identifying profitable trends so you can get in early, because that's how you make the most money. When you get into a trend early, you'll see the most appreciation in your assets. Can you think of other examples of anomalies? Well, what about an industry leader that all of a sudden is lagging? Or what about a particular sector of the economy that had normally been a mediocre performer, and then all of a sudden, all the companies in that sector start reporting increased sales or increased profits? What about different categories of market capitalization? For example, large cap stocks, like on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, versus small cap stocks and micro cap stocks, like you might find in the Russell 2000. Well, coming out of the recession for the last 6 years, as you would expect, the Russell 2000, the small cap stocks, they were performing very well. They did phenomenal, in fact. That was up until early last year. Then they fell back. They pulled back hard, and we were seeing the big dividend paying stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average stocks, we were seeing them really perform well this year. And then just a few months ago, in mid-October, when we saw that 10% correction, coming out of that, those small cap stocks started to accelerate again. Then just recently, in the last week or two, when we saw this little 3% or so pullback, we saw the small cap stocks get hit really hard, really fast. Now, while we saw all categories of stocks taking a hit and coming down, we really saw the small cap stocks getting hit hard. And right now that we're seeing a recovery probably taking place, it seems like the rising tide is lifting all boats equally. I really don't see a big divergence in small cap or large cap. It looks like stocks of all market capitalizations are recovering from this little bump in the road equally. So these type of differences, these type anomalies, that's exactly what you want to look for. That's going to be your early warning indicator. Watch for changes in established ratios. Watch for leaders that suddenly become laggers. And the corollary, obviously, is watch for laggers that now become leaders. Look for that disruption. Watch for the change in the status quo. That's where you'll make profits. So pay attention to anomalies. So I would say, if you do nothing else, pay attention for anomalies. Keep your eye out. That's where you'll find the best opportunities to make money. And I expect 2015 to be a very turbulent and volatile year, where you're going to have a lot of opportunities to identify anomalies. And let's just hope that you and I both make the right decisions and make it a profitable year. Well, hey, as always, I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for those of you that have gone out and subscribed to the show in iTunes. And I really appreciate those of you that have left reviews there. We're really starting to get a nice collection of ratings and reviews. That helps publicize the podcast, and that'll ultimately help us build a community of Wellsteaders. And as always, if you have a comment or a question or you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do that through the website, wellsteading.com. I'll be back at the end of the week with a market wrap-up and review. It's been a very turbulent, exciting market these past 6 days or so, and I'm interested to see the way the week closes out, and I'll give you my commentary on what I think is happening. So until then, this is John Pugliano wishing you the very best of returns.